Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fletcher strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dawson hits a pop-up into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Larkin, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Calderon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher is 0-1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Larkin. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Calderon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Erickson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Fletcher reaches third base with a triple. Cooper scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Hatcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Vaughn, and into shallow right field. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Winfield moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Winfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Pagliarulo. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Valentin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up beyond second. Fletcher can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Winfield moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Winfield moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Mack reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher, who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Mack scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Kent Harbeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck is 0-3 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Winfield is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Winfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Harbeck trying to get to home. Calderon throws the ball into Melvin, who tags Harbeck, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Winfield moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 0-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Calderon is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Melvin is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck juggles the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Cooper moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarulo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quantrill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing second base. Chuck Knobloch now playing shortstop. Scott Fletcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fletcher is 1-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hatcher is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Russell now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Red Sox. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.